Good evening, Hampshire College. This is Sparkles, coming live from the yurt with the tragic note. Tonight, I believe we have Josh Landes as a guest, but he won't be coming in for another 15, 20 minutes. Just so everyone knows, at around 10 o'clock tonight, Tyler Armstrong will be playing in the Prescott Tavern. But first, stick around. I think we're going to start tonight with a piece by a French group, the Sayag Jazz Machine. This is a piece called Amigo, from their album Test Pressing, which was released in 2001. Sayag Jazz Machine is a sextet from the French electro jungle scene. They started in about 1998. They've been playing what's generally considered to be a fusion of jungle, drum and bass, bossa nova jazz, and a little bit of hip-hop, mostly sort of turntablism. This is one of my more favorite pieces by them, and I absolutely adore this album as a whole. So this is Amigo, track 11 off of the Sayag Jazz Machine's album Test Pressing.
My man, it cost me a lot, but there's one thing that I've got. It's my man. It costs me a lot, but there's one thing that I've got, it's my man. It's not much for and no way he we'll be right back. me a lot, but there's one thing that I've got, my man.
That was Amigo by the SAAG Jazz Machine from their album Test Pressing. Up next for you, we have a band from Seattle, Reptet. This is from their 2008 album, Chicken or Fish. It's available for free online at their website. Again, this is Reptet. It's a band that a friend of mine, his friend used to listen to and then actually got invited to play for them and then replaced, I believe, their saxophonist. They're from Seattle, and this is Swanee.
One, two, three, four. Thank you.
the Yurt at Hampshire College. This is The Tragic Note with Sparkles. You just heard Rhett Pett's Swanee from their 2008 album, Chicken or Beef. Tonight, later on, we're going to have Josh Landes on the program. But right now, for you, I have a little bit of a special treat. This is a track off of Here's Johnny, Magic Moments of the Tonight Show. It's an interview with Richard Nixon before he became president.
Do a little something? Did you just need a little explanation for the people who have not seen?
Well, there's one thing I'd like to clear up. Mm-hmm. I think that there's a little...
What do you think?
That is the...
Johnny's the president.
I welcome you, Dick. It's nice to have you. If I may call you Dick.
Well, I've been called almost everything.
I imagine that comes with the territory, doesn't it?
I'd like to add something, though. I don't see your show very often. Sometimes I'm working at that time of the evening, but I caught it last night, and I was immensely impressed. And I think you ought to run for president. Now, let me tell you a few things. I'm an expert on how to run for president. Not how to win, but how to run.
Yes, you are that.
I do a few things to you.
Mm-hmm.
First, let me tell you your assets. You're young, 42, right?
Right.
You come over on television like gangbusters. And boy, I'm the expert on how important that is.
You're not going to lend me your makeup man, are you?
No, I'm going to lend him to Lyndon Johnson. You'd have to do a few things, however. You'd have to let your hair grow.
A little longer?
Yeah, tease it a little in front across the board. But all in all, I think you'd make quite a candidate. Great candidate. And I'll tell you what I'll do, and I won't do this with any of the other potential candidates for president.
Mm-hmm.
If you run for president, I'll run for vice president. And what a ticket, a dream ticket that'd make. A real nightmare.
Yes.
Get a deal? What do you think?
That is the...
Johnny's the president.
Now, this reaction tonight, may I ask you very candidly and very honestly for openers, with that kind of a reaction from an audience who obviously meant that when you walked out, are you going to run as a Republican presidential candidate for next year?
Well, Johnny, that question was not unexpected.
No, I imagine not.
But I thought I'd save the answer for the Joey Bishop Show. I've been reading the ratings. He needs it.
We have an act tonight. John Toomey is with us. He is a manualist. If you have not seen it, it will fracture you. I guarantee you. And if you have... Yes, the lady says it better.
It's a big night for her.
It's going to be a big night. I think I could drop my pants and a duck would fly out. This lady would say, big deal, that duck.
Would you welcome John Toomey?
John.
You want to do a little something? Just need a little explanation for the people who have not seen?
Well, there's one thing I'd like to clear.
two.
Two.
That was Deck the House by Alkfin from his album My Way, and you're listening to The Tragic Note with Sparkles on The Yurt from Hampshire College. If you're wondering why it's The Tragic Note, other than the obvious joke of being tragic and Sparkles in the same sentence, it's a reference to the works of Cornel West, a black nationalist philosopher who made the point that it is the tragic note that helps democracy sustain itself. And by the tragic note, I think what he really means is that sort of embodiment in jazz and blues and various other works. I think he cites Tennessee Williams as one of the writers who really embodies this, which is the idea of hope in tragedy. So I figured it would be an appropriate name for the contemporary political atmosphere, and because I really just feel like sounding pretentious. Up next we have for you a track from Luke Vibert's 2009 album We Hear You. This is the title track off of the album We Hear You, which will become apparent for obvious reasons why it's called that. The track we just heard was Alfkin's Deck the House, My Way, which was very interesting use of samples, and for the most part, I think puts Girl Talk to shame. The sheer amount of work and effort that went into putting together that album, and hand splicing and setting everything up, just dealing with 10,000 samples is just beyond comprehension. And this track provides a pretty different approach to sampling. So here is Luke Vibert's We Hear You.
This should never hurt. This should never hurt.
The sounds you're about to hear can be devastating to your ear.
Listen up!
This should never hurt.
The sounds you're about to hear can be devastating to your ear.
You are here.
Listen up, man. Here we go.
The sounds you're about to hear can be devastating to your ear.
You are here.
This should never hurt.
The sounds you're about to hear can be devastating to your ear.
You are here.
We hear you.
We hear you. Listen to the pride in our city.
We hear you.
This should never hurt.
We hear you.
We hear you.
Listen to the pride in our city.
London, move from
that's enough.
Move from
we hear you.
We hear you.
We hear you.
You are here.
We hear you.
We hear you.
Listen to the pride in our city.
Pride in our city.
London,
to the
roof, roof, roof.
We hear you.
communication in its best position, relating directly to the listener.
Listen up, man! Listen up, man! Listen up, man! Listen up, man! Listen up, man!
Well, looks like we've just had Josh Landes enter the building.
Hold on.
Grab the mic, Josh.
Grab the mic. Hello? Is this coming?
Yeah, it's on.
All right. Good evening, the four people who are listening to Hampshire College Radio.
How you doing, Josh?
I'm doing well, Sparkles. Let me get a chair. It's been a good day. I had some Indian food. It was delicious.
Sounds good.
Now, listeners will want to note that me and Sparkles have been talking about doing a talk show for about a year now. This, unfortunately, is probably not going to be the ultimate incarnation of that. But we had an idea for an excellent television show. Blunt commentary?
Yep. Why don't you explain what that is?
Oh, I will. Sparkles, I'd love to. Because we're the next future, we are going to Hampshire College. We are the future of progressive education. We're the young minds that will remake a future America. And we imagined a television show where we'd smoke a blunt with David Lynch in a car. And the idea was that you'd hang out with an artist, a celebrity of some sort, who you're interested in knowing better, and you'd go through the somewhat the bonding experience of procuring and creating a blunt. So we thought Blunt Commentary was pretty much the cleverest title on the records as existing.
Because basic puns are just so
we like
high
puns
up there on the comic level.
It is a funny thing, puns. So we thought, how can we be clever and make puns and talk about marijuana and celebrities? At the time, we were watching a lot of Twin Peaks late at night.
Which probably led to the creation of this in the first place.
Right. At some point in the conversation, be like, yeah, man, hanging out with David Lynch must be crazy. Or some other cutting commentary on an incredible director's abilities. And so this ludicrous idea came out of that.
We trying to combine marijuana and David Lynch usually results in
nightmares.
Yeah.
Mostly nightmares, waking nightmares. I remember so many nights where I'd wake up after watching hours of Twin Peaks with you and Cuddler, and it'd be 3 o'clock in the morning. I'd get out of my room, just look down the hallway and just feel this abject terror. Oh God, because Dakin late at night is scary and weird and dark,
Especially after watching that last episode.
Long corridors do not make you comfortable after watching a lot of that stuff. But no, to Sparkles, what's the show been like so far? What have you been?
Well, so far we've gone through a little bit of jazz. I played some of the SAAG Jazz Machine.
Ah, yes.
A French group, and then moved on to Reptet, which was a Seattle-based jazz group, but they're not really. It's hard to explain.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit pretentious there. So up next we have a track from Fig Eater, from their album Raw Fig Buffet. I don't actually know what the title of this track is, but it's labeled as this one.
Now, Sparkles, do you think they like figs?
I don't really think so.
It's sort of an ironic fig reference.
Quite possibly.
Figs are in.
They're connected to Reptet. They're on the same label, and I believe they have a couple members who are pretty similar. This is this one.
Thank you.
Oh, Sparkles, that gets me every time. This one. Oh, hey, we're back on.
Oh, joy. I just got a text message from a friend of mine. Apparently a little bit pretentious there is the quote of the night.
He goes to Williams College.
Oh, yeah.
And that's in the Berkshire County, where I'm from. Shout out, Wolf, or Wolfpack.
Woohoo!
Wolfpack. I used to go to school at Pine Cobble in Williamstown. Fun fact, listeners. So, Sparkles, you were telling me you feel sexually inadequate. Do you want to talk about, should we do it on the air?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay,
I
well,
guess,
I'm going to bring up some.
I guess
some
we could.
So tell us about your new book, Crying While Holding Yourself, by Dr. Andrew 17 Names Stanford.
Well, I wrote the book under the influence of several different forms of caffeine.
Of course.
But I think the most important thing to writing that book was those nights when you would come over at around 3 in the morning and bring that bottle of wine and we'd cuddle and you'd
those
talk
were heady days.
Through.
I would hold you much as an otter holds its crustacean prey close to my chest, beating it with my rodent paws. Those were the days of joy.
Oh, looks like my friend's yelling at me. He wants to clarify it's Oberlin, and I think that's just a mistake because
that guy goes to Oberlin.
I
think we all know how Sparkles and I feel about Oberlin College.
But
sorry.
I really didn't want to talk about that, so I just pretended he was someone else.
Now, where is Ohio?
You know, I don't know.
I'm not entirely convinced there is an Oberlin, Ohio.
I'm pretty sure it's part of Canada.
That's French to me, Sparkles.
Uh-huh. I mean, Oberlin?
Oberlin. Tamberlin.
Now,
Tamberlin.
I think the next track that I'm going to play is going to be, I believe, Josh Landy's favorite track.
When I first performed The Physical Act of Love, Sparkles, this was playing in the back. It's going to be my wedding song, Tanya, I Love You. Just engaged.
Here it is, Raymond Scott's Don't Beat Your Wife
Every
Night.
Don't beat your wife every night. Chew Wrigley's. That's a Griffin shine. Jamaica? Of course, you'll fly Pan American. Someday, science tells us, we'll be able to clean our walls electronically. But right now, we all depend on spick and span. I thought that headache had gone away. I guess buffered aspirin is not enough. Maybe it's time to try that painquilizer. It's only 9:30, and I'm tired again, right down to my blood. Beautiful car, but that motor needs some wing friction-proofing oil. Whiter, brighter, cleaner, Rinso. She dances. She wangles. She prances her bangles at Palisades Amusement Park. Yes, of course I miss her. It was a night like this, and she wore Romance. I believe it was by Christian Dior.
Oh, Sparkles, that was a good one. Sorry, me and Sparkles are connoisseurs of Icelandic sea shanties, and we were sharing a couple during the break.
Well, I want to throw out a shout-out right now to Tyler Armstrong, who's going to be playing in the Prescott Tavern in about 3 minutes or so. I suggest everybody who's on campus should probably go down there.
Pull their head out of their big butts and head on down to the tavern.
I think
tavern from taberna, the Latin word for table. The original taverns were notable because tables were a fairly rare commodity in ancient Rome. So a building with taverns, with tables, if you will, was considered a fairly important socializing place.
You should know, shouldn't you?
I am Roman.
Well, I guess the theme for the day has been pretension. So I'm going to leave you with one very important thought.
Fucking.
This has been The Tragic Note with Sparkles.
Calling as I wake to find my